The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
The other day, I was talking to a friend and started by asking her how she'd been. She said she was fine, but just a day or two before, she'd been terrible. She'd had one of those days. We all know what they're like. And she said, you know, formerly, I would have just stayed stuck in all this anxiety and all this self-doubt and all this self-loathing like I used to do. But she said, I decided instead that I would use this experience to test my water. And I just love this phrase. I don't think I'd ever heard anyone use this phrase this way before. To test my water. And I've been kind of playing with that. It keeps flitting in and out of my mind and my practice. And it occurs to me that here we all are, testing our water. We get a few days just to do that. Without the usual distractions, without the usual addictions, without the usual responsibilities. Just a chance to test our water. And one of many, many ways one could look at a retreat like this is as a kind of experiment. And we're constantly modifying that experiment around the edges. Sometimes we do something bold, like try a hybrid sushi. But the basic experimental design, if I can say that, has been the same for hundreds and hundreds of years. It was given to us by our Chinese and Japanese ancestors. And the basic experimental design is just this. Take a group of people and put them together in a quiet place, or have some of them establish a quiet space where they are. And ask them to just do nothing for a lot of the time. Just sit. No electronics, no books, a little work. Make eating, even eating and drinking. Make them formal. Avoid eye contact. Have them take care of themselves. And see what happens under these conditions. What happens when we test our waters this way? I was quite struck, and I know I wasn't the only one, with a moment in the koan that David presented to us this morning, and that we'll be talking about together for some days. I was struck by this moment when Dongshan sees his reflection, but he doesn't see his reflection in a mirror. He doesn't see his reflection in bright polished steel. He sees it in water. And he's not leaning over a pond. He's right in the middle of it. He's crossing a stream. And in the middle of the stream, he looks down and sees it. And so important, I think, that what Dongshan sees is moving. That what Dongshan sees is not fixed and immutable, but is constantly changing. And really, how could it be any other way? There's lots that I would like to say about water, and maybe I'll say some of it later at this retreat. But maybe just one or two things for now. One is that this moment in the koan that involves a stream resonates so beautifully with a line in the poem by the same Dongshan that we read together this morning, the song of the jeweled mirrored samadhi. Mastered or not, Dongshan writes as a poet, mastered or not, reality constantly flows. I think that's such a pointer for us. We might think that in this moment, when Dongshan gets it, when Dongshan makes it, as Gary Snyder would say as a translator, in this moment, we might think that Dongshan attains some mastery, that he becomes a Zen master. Maybe that's right. But mastered or not, reality constantly flows. He does not have some crystalline vision of the immutable heavens. He does not see a gigantic and perfectly symmetrical rosette. He sees the same flow that he is caught up in, and that he's actually having to exert himself against as he crosses this stream. I'm not sure when the last time you crossed the stream was. It's not easy. The stream wants you to be horizontal just as much as you want to be vertical. And it can be quite a battle. And a lot of energy being expended on both sides. And in this flow, with water surging around him and surging against him, Dongshan sees something. So as we test our waters together over the next few days, let's not lose sight of the fact that they are flowing and that we're not going to be rewarded with something fixed and permanent that we can hang on to. Thank you.